Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Just want to make sure everybody's hearing us. So we're going to try to get someone on the line just to make sure everyone's hearing us. I'm going to try phone number, last four digits, 1741. 1741, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening. All right. I'm glad you were. Father, in Jesus' name, that we humbly bow and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to get together and study your word. And Father, we pray that you'll bless us, that we will be able to study to show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed of rightly dividing the word of truth of God. That we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others. And as always, we pray that it's done to your glory. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for another Thursday. God truly has blessed us and kept us, and even though sometimes God is still God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And everything belongs to him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof,
amen,
the world and they that dwell therein. In other words, everything, everybody belong to God. And he can do what he wants to do. Amen.
That's right.
We are grateful today to have my big sister, Sheila G. How you doing, Sheila G?
I am blessed. Thank you very much.
And my good friend, mentor, Dr. How you doing? Nice cool day here on
yeah.
the East Coast.
Yeah.
We thank God. Walked outside. Cool. But I said, oh man, this is a treat
yeah.
in the middle of July.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. We work on people even in the midst of the craziness. And sometimes, Sheila G and Dr. G, we have to be reminded that God is a God of love.
Yeah.
Even God is a God of love, even in the midst of a world that hates.
Mm-hmm.
And I know today we saw some hatred out
yeah.
West
mm-hmm.
In Tennessee. And Yeah, we're back on. All right, we are back on. Sorry about the delay. We had to go to Plan B. Something is wrong with one network, but God gave us another network. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to continue to trust God. Get some folks to call back in. Let them know that we're back on the air. We'll give them about 2 minutes and get everybody to call back in. Amen. We'd like some folks to call them back in. Call them back in. But sometimes the enemy is persistent. Amen. Like the Bible, Dr. G says, if you resist the devil, then he'll flee from you. So we just have to be persistent. We just have to continue to trust God and know that he is able. Amen.
Amen.
And thank God for Plan B.
Amen.
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 Amen. God has the ability to be able to work your way. And a lot of times that's the way life is. And the enemy will throw you a curve and want you to fall apart.
Right.
Amen. But you just keep trusting God. Amen.
Amen.
Keep trusting God. Amen.
Amen.
I know there's to a lot of folks that says, I will press toward the mark.
Yeah.
The prize is a high calling. I do. Sometimes you got to press.
That's right.
Amen. In spite of the mess.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. So let's get back to this word. Amen. If you know somebody that was on the line, not on the line, we just want you to call them, let them know we back up. But if you look at this chapter, it's really awesome because what up until this point, the law, the Jewish law that they were hypocrites, they were perpetrating to go by,
right. Mm-hmm.
That it was okay to love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
Hate your enemy. Okay.
But Jesus said,
Jesus,
I got a new thing that's going to allow you to understand what my grace is.
Right.
And what God's grace is I'm going to love you in spite of you.
You.
Mm-hmm. What's called an agape love.
Right. Mm-hmm. Give you stuff that you don't deserve.
And so as he teaches this, we look on verse 44, Matthew 5, verse 44, he says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Oh, my
not
goodness.
Not just persecute you, but use you and persecute you.
And that word hate.
Yeah.
Hate is a strong word.
It is a strong word. That's what's going on now. The horrible things that are happening in the world now is the direct derivative of hate.
And when you begin to start understanding that if this law of Jesus was what people who truly claim to know God
mm-hmm.
would to put into practice, I'm going to say that again,
yeah.
claim to know, because you got a lot of this going on, this hatred going on in the name of God,
yeah, right.
quote, no. unquote.
Right.
Amen.
That's
but,
right.
But the God, the true creator, is the one that says, love them folk that hate you.
Right.
He said, don't go out and kill them. He said, but
right.
love them.
Right.
And we have a situation around the globe where people would prefer hate and war
yeah.
over peace and love.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Dr. G.
Look at the Republic
mm-hmm.
and that whole Iran deal.
Yeah.
Even before the president could get back good, they're talking about what they're going to do.
Right.
And you're right. You know, if we could turn that thing around and put love in place of peace, can you imagine what the world would be like?
If he's a place. But the people that claim to know God mm-hmm. are the ones that are not doing this.
Amen.
I don't understand this concept of we love God and God is on our side, but I hate everybody that doesn't look like me or doesn't talk like me.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And because they don't talk like me or look like me, I'm going to kill them and take them out.
And if people do that, they tend to take God and take God's word out of context. Some of what he's saying, and pieces of what they're saying, and then applying it to their situation. And people do that all the time. You can take bits of his word
and make it say what you want
to say. And that's what they're doing. But there's a part in them that knows that they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to interject God to say, God said it's okay for me to do this, because they know it's not okay.
Yeah. And so I go back to this thing of what if you say you love God and God is who you believe he is, why aren't we being obedient to God and loving folk through our differences,
mm-hmm,
instead of kill folk through our differences?
Right.
That's been the lifelong curse of this world.
Yes, it has.
Is that when Satan interjected this God doesn't want you to be like him stuff of Adam,
amen,
and Eve,
uh-huh,
it's been spilling over to everyone, even, uh-huh, in their children, the first children. The first murder was Cain slew Abel.
Hey, brother.
Amen.
Because he didn't give a gift.
Uh-huh.
That God was pleasing in God's sight, and so he slew him.
Amen.
And so even in that early existence, there was hate,
right,
for your brother.
Right.
But that wasn't the way it was in the beginning. God didn't, mm-hmm, intend it. But since then, can you imagine the first mother of this world,
right,
having to deal with her son, one son killing the other son? You talk about a different family.
Yeah.
Well, even if... Joseph is a perfect example of how his brothers were jealous of him and what they did to him, but he forgave them.
Oh,
he could have hated them.
Yeah.
He could have said, I got mine. The Lord rose me up. He took me out of what you did and how you persecuted and how you just thought that you were going to sell me into slavery and all these things would happen. But God took me through all that. I learned all that. Now I'm going to turn around and I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
I'm not going to hate you for what you did to me. And they expected him to.
They sure did.
But he did exactly what this word said. And because he did that, not only was he blessed, but those, his brothers, were blessed. And they, heirs of their way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But look at this. I mean, this is some tough stuff here. This ain't for the pablum. This ain't for on no milk. This some folk need to be on some steak and some meat, Dr.
Yeah, and you be on your knees praying.
This is some serious stuff. This law of love.
Amen.
I mean, it talks about your enemies.
Uh-huh.
It talks about folks that curse you out.
Come on.
It talks about first folks that hate you. It talks about folks that not only use you, but despitefully use you, and folks that persecute you.
Amen.
And it's telling you to do an action. It's not saying ignore them. It says do good, which means you have to be, you can't run in the opposite direction. You can't ignore them.
And you can't cuss them out.
And you can't cuss them out. And if they need something, you have to provide that need. You have to provide that need. You have to put your emotions away, your feelings aside, and you have to realize that you're doing God. And if you don't do it, then you're turning against the Lord, because that's what it says as you read further on.
Oh my gosh, so the end result is what we should be looking at.
Right.
I think that's what helps us, is to say, I can't operate in the short term, because in the short term you curse me out, I'm gonna cuss you back.
Right.
Amen, somebody.
Amen. Keep it real.
Can we keep it real?
Keep it real.
That's real.
And you despitefully use me and curse me in the short term.
Come on.
I'm going,
you
on,
gonna catch it.
Amen.
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 But if my mindset is in the long term,
right, mm-hmm, I'll shut up, not say anything until I get myself together, and then
and say, I need to give this some time,
yes,
to work God's way.
Yes. All right. Yes. I need to put myself in check first. Because if I react based off I feel, the way that I think, based off what I'm seeing,
yeah,
because that's what happens to us. First, we see it. And we,
yeah,
feel it.
It's in your face.
It's in, mm-hmm, your face. So it's going to happen.
Thank you.
But, but what happens is we have to, at that point, recognize that I'm going to rise up. It's just going to make me feel better, make me feel worse. In the long run, it may make me feel good for a hot second because I got my get back. But in the long run, you'll feel bad because you would have been just as ugly as they were.
And so I ask the question, Dr. D, why is God teaching this to his chosen people? Why does he want his chosen people to demonstrate to the rest of the world this law of love?
Well, you know, he figured that if he can get the chosen one, supposedly the chosen one, to act and treat folks in the way they should.
You talking about church folks?
Hello. Then it would go on down the line. And see, what we have to keep in mind is
That's why the Lord, before Jesus went back, he left the Holy Spirit here. And this whole thing is a test for us as Christians. You know, we talk about hating folk and despitefully using you and persecuting you, and we're supposed to love you. It's our test, and it's not so much to show anybody but us as to whether or not we meet up to the criteria and the conditions that God wants. And to be honest with you, we're failing the test.
Yes, we are, because even in the church, especially in the church, we should always have a forgiving heart and an understanding heart. There is never a time that we should lash out at people regardless of how you feel, because it's not about how you feel. It's about what God is doing in our lives and what he's doing for you. If God went based off how he felt about us,
come on.
And so how dare us in the church providing the example that way towards others?
Well, in this next verse, he kind of puts it out there, and what we say is that God is not a respecter of person, and that because he's not a respecter of person, what he says is he died for everybody.
Right.
There's no big sin.
Right.
And no little sin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The same grace that he gave to the sinner that was converted today,
yeah,
is the same grace that he gave to the sinner that was converted 100 years ago,
right,
and that was in the church.
That's right.
And so the sinner that was in the church 100 years ago can't look down his nose,
yeah,
at the sinner that was converted
Amen.
Today
Amen. Somebody.
For murder.
Amen.
Because it was the same blood
Amen.
That died for the 100-year-old sinner
Amen.
Or the sinner today.
Right.
And God said he's going to be the one, amen, that's going to make the judgment. So it's not up to us.
Right.
To put on our judgmental eye. So if we go to verse 45, he says, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven.
That's right.
For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good.
That's right.
And he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
All right. So if God does that, we're supposed to be children of God. How dare us look down or lash out at others?
But I'm righteous.
No. If you're truly righteous, then you have love for your enemies.
But I've been here for 15 years.
If you've been here for 15 years, then you know what the Lord has compelled you to do, which is to love your enemies and those that despitefully use you to do good, not just ignore them when there's a need.
But I give more than them.
Again, if you're doing it for the right reason, you can't buy God. You can't have God or please the Lord just by doing good things to good people. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
The true test of you showing God's love is when you truly, truly show love to those that are unjust, because that's what God did.
Because
and
that's
what saying.
God did.
That's what
did.
God did. And he wants us to be an example of him. So he shows love to the dirtiest sinner there, and he's like, I stand at that door and knock, and I knock, and he never gives up.
Wow.
Never gives up. So who are we to give up on others?
Say that again.
I said, who are we to give up on others?
Why do we have this tendency that we want to give up on
yes,
others?
Yes, we do. We want to give up, you know, look down our nose and say, you know what, he keeps doing stuff, I give up on you.
But God didn't give up on
he
us.
He never gives up on us. None of us.
Yeah, can I throw a little something?
Go ahead.
You know, with all that you're saying, and the problem is that we are not all that we claim to be. And I mean, I'm just keeping it real. You know, we might come to church. We might throw them some dollars in there.
Uh-huh,
we might
uh-huh.
be better than somebody else. But we're not living according to the spirit of the word. And the bottom line is we can't do it in the flesh anyhow.
There you go. Got to be in the spirit.
That's got to be in the spirit. And we can't become spiritual until we get that relationship with him. But most of us are just living our own time, living our own lives, doing our own thing, and then if something happens,
uh-oh,
then we're going to come running to the Lord.
God.
We need God.
But it doesn't work like that. I mean, it's like the power sources do all of those things. So we've got to be plugged into it.
Yeah. It's available. Stay connected.
And so that's what I like about studying the Word of God, is that it challenges us to continue to look in that God mirror.
Right.
Amen.
And see ourselves.
Amen.
And the reason why we have to do this is because, quite frankly, this is not an easy thing to do.
Oh, no.
When somebody has come up against time and time again, and then you see that they need you, you know you want to get back.
Mm.
No, and that's just a natural reaction. But if you continue to stay in the Word, my granddaughter said something to me, and she said, she said to me, she was saying about somebody that she loved more than they tended to love her. I don't like what you did for me, but I'm going to love you anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's powerful.
And that's
powerful.
From an 8-year-old.
That's powerful.
And that's how we are supposed to be. Where we can say, I don't like how you treated me. I don't like what you did to me, but I'm going to love you anyway.
Wow.
And the way you have to do that is you got to stay in God's
in the spirit.
Stay in the spirit.
And that's what Jesus did when he went out and he was tested in the wilderness after that he was baptized and the Spirit descended, is that he relied on the Spirit to get him through that wilderness.
Right. Uh-huh.
And so we, like Dr. G says, we have to rely on the Spirit of God. You can't do this without the Spirit of God to be able to love folks even when they're not loving. To be able to pray for folk, even though they spitefully use you.
Right.
You got to have this Holy Spirit, and that is the key to us being able to carry this out. If we operate in the flesh, we're gonna fall down every time.
Right.
But when you have the Spirit, and your desire is to be a child of God and to do things God's way, to be pleasing. Then what happens is you put your will on the backside and say, God, not my will, but your will be done, because if I do it my way, I'm going to end up in trouble. And Jesus prayed when he was getting ready to be betrayed. He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will.
Exactly.
Thy will be done. In other words,
yes.
The law of love compels him to say, if I did it the flesh way, all y'all be dead going to hell.
Amen.
And that's the thing. It's like even Jesus acknowledged that you feel this way. And it's okay that you feel this way. But that's when you call on Jesus and you ask him to help me not to do it my way, because I want to do it my way, and I know the result will be bad, but this is how I feel. So, Lord, I'm acknowledging that this is how I
flesh
feel.
Flesh feels terrible.
But I'm saying to you, not my will, your will be done. And I will accept your will.
Yeah.
And I will follow your will. Not that I'm going to hear your will. I'm going to do my thing anyway. That's why so many people get in trouble. You know your conscience is bothering you. How many teenagers know they're wrong? Know it.
And do it anyway.
And do it anyway.
Lord have mercy.
Know they're going to get in trouble. But do it anyway. And that's kind of how it is with our Father. No, Holy Spirit, we know that God is telling you not to do that. It's in your conscience. You know it. But you have to make an active decision and speak to yourself, to speak to your spirit, to say, regardless of how I feel, I'm going to do this because this is what the Spirit is telling me to do. And yes, sometimes you got to take a minute.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to take an hour.
And
sometimes
it don't feel
you
good.
You got to take a day to get yourself together and do what you need to do.
Amen. And the thing is, when you look at this, you have to be in a position where you say, I know this is difficult, but that's the even reason more I need the Word and I need prayer.
Yeah.
The Word and prayer is what all of us need.
Yeah, and a song. And
a good old song, because if we don't have the Word and prayer, what will happen is we'll go to the flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. The Word in you, David, I believe it was a psalm that said, Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Right.
And we put ourselves in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our heart in order to be able to get through these things.
Right.
But when you begin to learn how to do those things, then you can pray, you can praise anybody ever had to praise their way through something?
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I feel a preach coming on.
Yes.
You gotta learn to pray and praise your way through the situation.
Uh-huh. And the more you do that, the more it becomes automatic. Then it doesn't take a day. Then it doesn't take a few hours. It comes up, you're like, okay, I feel it.
Boy.
Let me get my little praise song. Let me sing my favorite scripture. Okay,
amen.
Help the Holy Ghost. I'm going to go into this thing. Help me. And God will help you. But it becomes automatic because you're doing it on
you're
a regular basis.
So you want that
habit to be the habit of you being connected to the Lord versus you being connected to the world.
Amen.
That's why Romans says, be
transformed by
the renewing of your mind, because you got to renew that mind daily,
amen,
every single day, and reconnect. You can't just connect on Sunday and say, okay, I'll connect again next Sunday. No, that's not how it works.
Let me
just kind of give you an example, because my mind is racing back to some of those early years of past.
Yeah.
And I tell any young preacher that if you want to pastor, you better wait until God calls you.
Come on now.
Because pastoring is not easy. There have been many occasions when church folk off against me.
Yeah.
And you talk about despitefully use you, cuss you out, call you all kinds of this, that, and the other in front of other church folk in business meetings, in Bible studies, in prayer service. And you're right. You know, the flesh.
Yeah,
want to say something back, but I thank God that the Spirit kept my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Now, did it feel good? No, it was embarrassing, and I thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit because if He hadn't come in, I doubt if I would have still been in New Birth
right now.
Because we would have gotten it on.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been nice.
Yeah.
We've been in the
but that's the way it works within that spirit.
Yeah.
He will show my means you're going to have to
put it down.
Shot. And, you know, the Lord, last week we were talking about turn the other cheek. You got to turn that other cheek a couple of dozen times.
Yeah.
And just shut it down, go pray, and let God handle it. Amen. And the very same one, I either had the burial or come back in hell.
My Lord. And that's the way God is. That's the irony of it or the blessing of it. That God would allow you to minister to the same people that persecuted you. And now you're showing them love. But when you do that, that changes their stony heart.
Right.
That lets them know that God, amen, is still in control in spite of all that hell they raised.
All right.
That God still loves them. It rains on the just
as well as
the unjust.
And that's why He wants us to do this, because by doing that to somebody that is your enemy that has used you, purposed you, talked about you, you still show them love, that's planting that seed. That's planting that seed of love within them so that it may be eventually
somehow
they will remember that and it will cause them to draw closer to the Lord.
Like keeping hot coals on the head.
Exactly. Amen. And it may see, okay, they're different. This is different. I want to feel like that. Because usually people that are mean and hateful, there's something going on. And there's something that's going on with them. And they don't want to be that way. But they have that inside their heart. And if they see that you're loving and forgiving and they know they've been wrong, then there's going to be
something
inside
different.
Them. And then it's like, I want some of that.
I want to know about this light that they're talking about.
How'd you
I
do
need
that?
To come out of this darkness. And if they're not to the point where they just totally reprobate, they will see it and say, I want to know this God that can cause you to love in spite of.
Right, and that because we just said it.
And the Spirit will convict them. And they will come back and apologize.
And so Jesus goes on to explain it more in verse 46, Matthew 5:46. He says, for if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? In other words, you're not showing anything. You just love everybody just like you.
That's easy. You're talking about those tax collectors.
Yeah, you just look. You know, the tax collectors love each other. Okay. The folk over there on that side of the track love each other. What would happen if half the black folk in the church and half the white folk in the church traded places on Sunday morning?
All right, now.
And the black folk went to the white folk church, and the white folk went to the black folk church, and we sang our songs, and they sang our songs, their songs, and I said, what would we do?
Wow, it would all come together.
Would we turn our nose up? We ain't saying that. We ain't, who let them in here? What would happen? That ain't my kind of song. That ain't my kind of music. It don't take all that. What they win? Huh?
It does.
But someone said that the biggest day of segregation is on Sunday morning.
Hello.
That's true.
Hello.
But you're right. Right.
Baptists go their way.
Yep.
Holiness go their way.
Uh-huh.
Catholic go their way.
Uh-huh.
But all of us supposed to be going to him.
And then if you don't like what's going on in your church, we'll leave and go start another one.
Yeah. And at some point, God is saying, if you just love the people you with in your clique, that's
right.
Easy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The difficult thing is to go out and to talk to somebody who might not be just like you.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Mm. That's right.
Wait a minute.
That's what he said.
You mean I can't have everybody just like me in my church?
No.
There gonna be some folk that's different.
Yep.
Hello.
Folk with different feelings and emotions.
Yes, different emotions.
And
different opinions. Look different.
Uh oh.
And even act different. So why you want everybody to act the same and look the same as you? And then one of the biggest things is the class.
Yeah.
Those that the haves and the have not.
There you go. And in verse 47, he continues and said, and if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do so. In other words, you can't be a hypocrite in this thing.
Amen.
God loved everybody.
Right.
Gave his son for everybody.
Right.
And here you are discriminatory or hypocritical with the gospel.
Unless they're in your clique.
We don't need to preach the gospel to them because they're from that side of the track. Our gospel is too bougie for those folk on that side of the track.
Yeah.
So we're looking for all of the people that make 100K or more and live on Capitol Hill to be in our church. We can't allow anybody that's from that side of the track to come into our church because that would mess us up. Don't you know?
That's right. Goodness, what are they going to wear?
Oh, my God. Did you see what she had on? She had something in her hair. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you can.
Y'all tripping, you're perpetrating fraud.
And think you're doing something, and you're not.
Think you're doing something. And this is the law of love, that you love those that aren't like you.
That
you love those that got issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the biggest things in our churches is that we don't want to love folk that got issues.
That's right.
We want to kick them to the curb. We don't want to hear the gospel.
Exactly.
We don't want to pray with them.
We want them to get their issues straight, then you can come in.
Want them to be right before they come.
Be right before you come in. And don't even try to sing a song or try to usher or try. No, not until you get it all together.
Wow.
And then it's like, okay, then how are they going to get to that?
Exactly.
If you don't put them in some position of responsibility so that Holy Spirit can touch them to say, I want to draw closer and closer to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. Let the Holy Ghost do it.
And this is when this last verse of this section, that's what he's talking about in verse 48. Perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So what he's saying is don't go the way of the flesh.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Go the perfect way to do it is to go about it the way God in heaven would do it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So this is what this is saying. This is saying not that we're going to ever get to the point where we're just like God, but it's saying to seek the perfect way and not the flesh way.
Right, like you're a child of God.
Right, and God said this is the better way.
Mm-hmm.
The better the way is to love and to demonstrate in love. The better way is to do it in a manner where you're not partial or hypocritical to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, be perfect like God's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, follow the example of God.
Which where he says, he reigns on the just and the unjust. keeps his sunshine on the just and the unjust. He says that this is what God does, and we're supposed to follow him as an example. So we need to follow his example. In other words, he's not asking us to do something that he wouldn't do.
So in other words, if you got a folks in your clique in church, and then you got some new folks that come in, you can't treat them bad because they don't know the songs, or they might have their skirt a little too short,
or they think differently,
or they got a little liquor on their breath.
Right? No. Seriously? No. No, that's wrong. That's judgment. That's wrong. Somebody said, "You tell me the rest."
But that's not the perfect that God's looking for.
No, love him anyway.
Perfect love cancels out all fear.
Mm-hmm.
It does away with it. And so when you say perfect, it means it's the better way.
Right.
God has the best way. God's way is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it's saying when it says be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, it says do it God's way. That's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do it the best way to do it, it will work out the best way.
Right.
And so when people are around us, don't just get to the people that you know that's just like you,
mm-hmm.
but also reach out to the people that might not be like you, that
right.
might not have it all together,
right.
and love them,
yeah.
and then God can work through you to work in them, and
that's
then they
right.
can get to where God wants them to be.
That's right. That's right. You do not want to make people feel uncomfortable. Because if you make people feel uncomfortable, they're uncomfortable in the world.
Yeah.
So why are they coming to church?
Yeah.
And they can say, if I'm going to feel like this, this is supposed to be a hospital for sensitive souls, and you just giving me more of a virus than I did when I came in here, I'm going to stay out there.
My goodness. But this is a challenge. There's always been a challenge for the church, is that we have to learn to seek God's way, which is the perfect way, which is the best way, in all of our interactions with each other. Because if we don't, what will happen is just like the world is in that, people will hate in the name of God.
Right.
People will kill, terrorize.
Yeah.
People will try to justify, I'm doing this in the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not seeking the perfect way of God. Because the perfect way of God says if they do something to you and they hate you, you're supposed to love them.
Love them anyway.
Now, I want to call all the terrorists out all over the world and say, you say they hate you, that's why you're killing innocent folks. Let's go back and ask God how he would handle it.
Right.
How would he handle it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
How would he handle it, Mr. Kill all the innocent children?
Right.
How would he handle it?
Mm-hmm.
And then look at yourself and say, who's living the perfect? Who's living the will of God?
Right.
That's where the church needs to come out and set a better example.
Right.
And say, we can't expect the world to act any different if we don't act different among each other.
Right.
I'm going to leave that alone, Dr.
But you know, part of the problem is that, and here I go, mess with churches, is that too many of our churches are living in tradition. You know, that we've never done that before. We don't wait here. And just call me crazy. See, I don't have good sense. I have to lead birth, not in the way that they have in the past.
Yeah.
I've got to do it in the way the Lord tells me.
Amen.
So it may not seem right to traditionalists, but God gets the glory out of what we do. I've had so many people come to the church, and when they leave out, they talk about how friendly and such a beautiful spirit. And I mean, preachers, you know, enjoy coming over and preach.
Amen.
And, you know, I just say, look, all I'm trying to do is to do things the way the Lord wants. No, it may not go traditional.
There you go.
I will stop junk. I'll do junk differently. Ask anybody within the church.
Yep.
It's about what the Lord wants, not
there
about what
go.
Gregory wants.
There
not not about what anybody else wants.
That's
and
right.
see, and he had to move all of that old out of the way.
Oh my!
Because I mean, I had one deacon. Well, you know, this young lady, she should not be singing because she's living with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And can you think of a better way for her to be convicted?
Exactly.
By singing the word of singing to the Lord.
That's not your job to judge. Let the Lord handle it.
Amen.
Now, if she comes to grips with that, praise be to God. If she doesn't, that's on her. But that's the kind of mentality
that we have, you know, that tradition. We've never done this. We don't want to change.
And that's not the perfect that God is looking for.
Amen.
The perfect God is looking for is the love in spite of. That's the perfect that God's looking for. So that's going to be the question tonight. The question tonight is the perfect that do we understand the perfect that God wants is to love people the way he loves people. That is the question, is to treat people the way he treats people.
Mm-hmm.
Do we understand the perfect that God is requiring from us? Let's go to the studio audience. Do we understand the perfect that God is looking for? Because some people say, I'm perfect, I don't make any mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
No, the perfect is what God is looking for us to be. That's the best way.
I think people understand the concept of it, but I think the problem is, like what we've discussed many times, is the application of it. You can understand certain concepts that are in the Bible or ideologies that are in the Bible, but being able to take it and apply it to the day-to-day life. Because I think the issue is that when we need to love people and do things, it's easy to say it when you're not in the moment, when you're not filled with emotion or of the flesh, if you're not angry or hurt or upset, then that's the true test to say, okay, in spite of how I feel, can I still mentally go back to the word and still love that person in spite of what you felt they've done or what they've done? But with a clear, calm soul, you can easily say, oh, I love Sister Gregory, she's great, whatever, but let her cross me on a bad day that I had at work, or text me too many songs that she want me to learn by next Sunday, you know, I might be a little offended. I might not love her as much as I loved her a week ago. So I think it's the application and also the consistency, because a lot of times, too, it depends on which day people catch you on.
Amen.
You know, so you could give everybody a piece of your mind on a certain day, but then if everything's all good, you're perfectly fine. So I think for me personally, the two key factors are the application of it, the consistency of it. If you do those things, then you will start to understand God's word a little more and be able to take it to the next level.
So let me ask you this. Do you understand what God means by perfect when he's saying perfect?
I look at things a lot differently. I guess I'm not traditional, but to me, perfect is not necessarily you have to automatically be here. It's getting better each day. So I think that's where people get defeated, because they say perfect. Well, I'll never walk on water. I'll never do that. But what you do is you just say, I want to get better. Make mistakes, just not make the same mistakes.
Right.
Because if you make a mistake, it's not a mistake. It's a learning process.
Right.
So if you say, okay, well, I did this and I didn't know, and now I know not to do that.
Right.
Now you
right.
won't repeat that mistake.
Right.
You've learned something.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can move on. And as you grow, you'll conquer those other things. But I don't call them mistakes. I call them growth spurts, because that's how we learn. You learn through experience. You
learn through the
thing messing up, and then
that's
you get it right, and then you think of everything you're good at and everybody's good at it. At some point, you weren't so great at it. At some point, you struggled with it before you were able to apply it. Consistency, and now you know that now that's something that you've conquered, and you're on to the next case you have to be. I think it's just try to get better each day.
Exactly. And this is what God is trying to get across, is this is the better way, and we're striving to get it the better way.
But you know what? Just to jump in, there are some folks, once they accept Christ as Savior, they think they are perfect, and they will tell you that. I've had deacons, I've even had preachers who will tell you, well, I'm perfect. I'm saved, so I'm perfect. I can't make any more mistakes.
Oh, my goodness. Wrong is four left shoes.
Amen.
Let's go back to the studio. It's very good to have this clarity. Let's go back to the studio audience. You understand what perfect is, what God is telling us to try to be.
I know I'm not perfect, but I know I'm striving.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. Even though sometimes some people are not lovely, and it's hard, seems like hard to love them, I still try to do my best, because I know at one time I was not loving.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
exactly.
God still loves.
Amen.
So I'm trying to get there.
Amen.
Amen. About this perfect thing. God's not saying that you're perfect, but you're striving to get. He said, be perfect, I'm perfect. No way. Strive to overcome this stuff in the flesh by looking at my example and following my example. Go ahead, sir.
One of my favorite verses
and this being saved, that if somebody cross me, it was Psalms 144, verse 1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war.
Oh, my goodness.
And my fingers to fight.
That was your favorite scripture.
Brother Brandon said some key stuff again this week. But that used to be one of my favorites, and I was saved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now I've learned.
You were ready to fight.
I mean, if I felt slighted, and I'm talking about slap a cheeky, slap me on the other one, after that, it may be on.
Come on.
But as First Peter, I try to practice this. First Peter, 3rd chapter, 15th verse. But sanctify the Lord in your heart, and be ready
always
to give an answer, not to some, but every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
Amen.
And if they are an enemy, that is what I don't want them to be an enemy anymore. I want them to be a brother or sister with me.
Amen.
So that's my take on it.
Amen. That's awesome, and it takes some doing.
It
takes some doing. All right, we're gonna go to the phone line. Last four digits of your phone number. We're gonna get you on the air. Last four digits 9190. 9190. You're on the air.
Hi. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Can you repeat the question? I don't know if I got it right.
We're trying to see if everyone is understanding when in that verse 48, where God talks about be perfect even as your father is perfect, do we understand what God is trying to tell us about how we should be striving to be like him?
Well, it's definitely a process. And, you know, to me, I feel that With God, he's very patient and he's very loving, but, you know, we can't take advantage of that. But I know that as long as you're progressing and you're moving to where he wants you to be, we're not going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. I feel like as long as we're living on this earth, I don't think we're going to be absolutely perfect, because you know what? Even the mind can make you feel and think some crazy things.
Yeah.
Amen.
And, and you know, and then you just say, Lord, you know, take that from my heart, take that from my mind. But because we're in the flesh, you know, sometimes the flesh and the spirit, you know, kind of battle. And a lot of times, you know, people will put you in a place where you just, you know, you react. And just kind of close this out real quick, because I know it's almost 1 o'clock. But, you know, I watch the news and I feel
that's
really
right, don't
bad
worry about the clock.
What's
we're
going
to go an extra
10
minutes
world.
Tonight. We're going to go an extra 10 minutes tonight, so don't worry about the clock.
Okay. So, you know, I know, you know, when I was watching the news earlier today, and actually every day, and I purposely don't watch the news so much, but when I watch the news, I feel really bad for this world. I feel bad for what's going on, and, you know, and I feel bad for the ones that are really trying their best, you know, to really make a difference and really try to, you know, look past all of this, but it's so hard sometimes, and it's unfortunate that, you know, people can just kick people off bikes and shoot and kill and not think twice. Right. And I'm just like, you know, this world really needs prayer. So, you know, and that's on a whole other level. But I know for me, you know, little things, you know, I try not to let it bother me, and I try to pray about it, and I always look to God. And I thank him for it. Sometimes I have an opportunity to think about it before I react. But sometimes you don't have that opportunity to think. And, you know, you just kind of react, and then you're like, dad, you know, Lord, I'm sorry. I kind of messed up, and I dropped the ball on that.
Yeah.
But, and as long as we're continuing to strive, and we'll continue to progress, and we'll continue to, you know, let God work within our spirit and our soul and our minds and our hearts, and we're moving forward and now we're moving backwards, I think that, you know, to me, I hope that he can look at us and just say, okay, you know what? You know, my child is progressing, and we just have to make sure that we, you know, of course, implement that and show that to the world, and, you know, try to be leaders, especially in the church. You know, we as leaders in the church, we have to really make sure that we, you know, carry on God's word and how he would, you know, so and so forth. So that's my comment for tonight. Thank you.
All right. Thank
Amen.
You for your comment tonight. We're going to go to last number 1741. 1741, you're on the air.
Yes. Good evening again, everyone.
Good evening.
As far as being perfect, I feel like God is more or less asking us. It's not that we perfected or we perfect in the things that we do, but mm-hmm. as far as our growth and seeking Him, God is He is the perfect person. But when we in Him, we want to have, we want to take on the mind and the Christ-like character. And every day we try to grow spiritually. At least we should be asking the Lord to help us to grow spiritually, to be more like Him. And it's a growth process. We grow in grace. And so what we want to do, we want to seek God and seek His ways so that we can take on the character and act more like Christ instead of walking according to the desires of our flesh.
Right.
And so as we strive to be more like Christ each and every day, more of the fruit of the Spirit and more of that godly character comes out in our lives. And other people see it. They see the fruit. People are drawn to us. We are salt, and we are the light of the world. And the only way that other people can see our love and see Christ in us is when we allow the light and the salt to work through us. And so as we grow daily, as we seek God daily, and be honest, because one thing we have to do is just tell, you know, I have some problems in this area. It's hard for me. You tell me to love this person, but this person just looks like he just keeps giving me a hard time. And if you can just be honest with God and say, look, I have problems with this. So help me, Holy Spirit. Because this is why we have the Holy Spirit in our life to lead us and guide us. But when we have that fellowship with God, we can go to God and tell Him, look, I'm weak in this area, you know, and
be
I
real
have
with
some problems. And I want to love this person. I want to do your will. I want this person to be drawn to you. And I want to have the love of Christ in my heart that I can draw him to you. So show me how. And I do believe that God will, you know, show us how to do that.
Amen. Thank you for your comment tonight. All right, we're going to go to 9539. 9539, you are on the air.
Good evening, everyone. This is Alice.
Hi, Alice. How are you?
Hi. Hi. I'm good. I'm good. I think that being perfect, like the ones that came before me, Hannah and Brandon and the young lady just got off the phone, don't mean that we're going to be perfect like God, because ain't nobody down here perfect. It's not that kind of perfect.
I knew this.
It's because it's so sin. It's sin down here. He was without sin, so he's the only one perfect, okay? But it's not that kind of perfect he's looking for. He wants us to do the things like he did. He wants us to love like he did. He wants us to be kind. He wants to go out and fellowship and grab people in from our heart. He wants us to do this from our heart. And if you have the right stuff in you, like believing on him, and I don't care where you come from or how long it took you to get there, because I've been on this journey for a long time. I done fell down, got hit, knocked down, and jumped back up, and all of that. And it's only because of one thing. I have the desire to want to be close to him. You got to have the desire to want to be him. You got to have the desire to want to see him and your relatives one day. You got to have that desire. And you have that in you. It's going to be hard, like you said, but each day he will make you stronger and stronger that you can stand up to anything. You know, and you know that the enemy is coming for you. When something happens, first thing I say now, I used to jump off. The first thing I say, you got to recognize what that is coming at you. You know, in order to be able to handle it better. He's given me that
broke.
Over the years. So it's a lot of different things, but you got to have that love. You got to love people that don't like you. You got to know, you can't do nothing up against them. But you can do what the young lady just said. You can go to God and ask for his help. He will help
Amen.
You, and he will fight your battles for you, too. He know where you're coming
Amen.
From. He will help you. He'll help you to
yes,
take care
yes.
of this problem. And the next thing you know, that person or whoever it is, they're going to be up in your face 24/7 trying to be like you. But you got to put forward the best foot to show them, you see? So it's a lot of things, but it's all involved in the growth and everything. And I'm just so thankful that he has helped me over my lifetime, because I'm supposed to be dead by now, but I'm not.
Come on,
you know,
man.
Not just from the things that happened to me, how I used to be, you know.
Lord
so I'm just so thankful to him that he's keeping me, and he's keeping me here. And every day that he does, I try to do something to help someone, or whether it was a word or whatever it is, because you never know what you're going to say that's going to help somebody, you know.
Amen.
So I'm just thankful to him for showing me this peace that he has given me. That's another thing. You got to have that certain amount of peace in you, too. And it's hard.
Amen.
You want to go get people sometimes, but sometimes you think and sometimes you don't think. But I'm just thankful now that most of the time now I stop and think, because I would have been jumped out there. But I don't do that
Amen.
Anymore. So I'm thankful, and I thank you. That's my comment, and thank you for calling on me.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Amen. We got time for one more. One more. We're going to go to 1924. 1924. You are on the air.
Well, I really don't have anything to say after that. I think she said it all, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Because I agree with what she said, and she said it all.
Amen.
So thank you, Emily.
Amen. All right.
All right. God
Thank
bless
you for your comment tonight. Dr. G, we're going to finish it up with that.
Amen. Amen. You know, as everyone has always said, being perfect in the flesh is just not something that we'll never reach that perfect state. But as the lesson has taught us, you know, God has given us an example through his word, something for us to work towards. And like everyone says, you know, in the flesh we can't do it. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, all things are possible.
Yeah.
So we thank God for each of you that have called in. We thank God for all of those that have come out tonight. Eternal God, our Father, we come before you, O Lord. We thank you again for another powerful session. Lord, we thank you for reminding us that you have a better way of doing things. Lord, if our world would take on the mindset of Christ, Lord, the things that are happening, the wars and the fights and all of the killings, Lord, would not be taking place. But, Father, there's sin in the camp. And so, Lord, we've got to continue to pray. We've got to continue to strive to be all that you want us to be. And Lord, I'm going to be honest. It's not easy.
My Lord.
But, Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Lord.
And, Lord, if we would just exercise that power, connect to it, oh Lord, and allow the Spirit of God to work in us. Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the ability to get into that word and learn a few more things. Father, I thank you for those that did come out. I thank you for all of those that have called in. And Father, I pray that our lives have been made better tonight by what we've learned and what we've studied. Now, Lord, watch us. Take care of us, oh Lord. Watch us as we leave this place. Give us traveling mercies over the highways and byways. And, Father, we want to put on record the devil that is not afraid of us. And we're going to continue to rebuke him. And, Lord, as we awake on tomorrow, if it's your will, let thy will be done in our lives. We do ask it all right now in the precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll see you next Thursday night. Good night. And God.